Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you? How's everyone today? It's Nick Jensen here, Holistic Health Coach for Anxiety. Hey, welcome to the podcast. Welcome to this podcast. Today, we're going to talk about different characters. Let's call it the archetypes of intellectual personalities. We all have them. We have learned them over times, over years. We've learned these particular types of characters through our upbringing, through our conditioning, subconscious. They're in our subconscious. We'll be looking into, first of all, let's go into the keywords for this podcast. The keywords we need to focus on: surrender, ego, archetype styles, personality traits, challenges of intellectual personal types. So we'll go into that. The areas we'll be focusing on, like our personality types, are like orphan, hero, ruler, sage, caretaker, rebel, or creator. So we can go into that. These are the seven types. So we can look into these a bit deeper, but there's a little bit more than that, because we can look at, like, let's go a little bit deeper. Like, the archetypes are kind of, these are universal patterns of symbols. They're like, represents the fundamental aspects of human nature and experience. These are seriously ingrained into our collective unconsciousness and can be found in the myths and stories and cultural. When you're watching a movie, you can actually, movies are really good, especially the characters in the movie can tell us, and they're all kind of go into the story making, and we'll give you a few examples of the types of archetypes and their associated values. Now let's look at the first one. There are seven of them, and already mentioned some of them, but some maybe I missed out on a few. But there's one, the hero. Let's go into the hero. But as I mentioned earlier, the key words about finding the challenges and the reasons why these particular type of characters or personality traits can actually have some negatives, and what are they anxious about? See, my angle here is about anxiety, of course. And I thought about, all right, so how can we actually identify them, and what benefits are there for us to identify the archetype intellectual personality types? I guess we could use that into like employment. We can find out ourselves about us, ourselves, and we can pinpoint a few, which one do you resonate with? And I'm sure one of these will fit you. But doesn't mean that you just have one of these particular types of traits or personalities. You could have three or two or three of these types. And let's look at the first one. Let's unpack the first one, the hero. Now, the hero archetype represents like a bravery, courage, and willingness to embark on a journey of self-discovery, so and transformation. Are you ready to change? The hero values integrity, perseverance, and ability to overcome obstacles. And a good example of the hero archetype will be like found in a character like Harry Potter, Wonder Woman, Frodo, Buggins from the Lord of the Rings. And so you can see, like, even when now that you can go see the Lord of the Rings and look at Frodo, you know, look at the hero traits and Wonder Woman and Superman and so on. So we have this hero type, a little bit deeper on that. And we can actually pissed off, you know, we can really get pissed off if our values are, you know, in comparison and comparing to others who we might be relating with or close to us, we can get pissed off because we want them to be the same as us, right? So integrity and perseverance is where, you know, it's very masculine kind of energy. And let's move on to the sage. You know, the sage archetype embodies wisdom, knowledge, and a thirst for understanding. I want to understand everything. The sage values the learning, introspection, and the pursuit of the truth. They also often serve as a mentor. They're also good as mentors and guides, and sharing their wisdom with others freely. Examples of sages archetypes include like characters like the Yoda from Star Wars, or Gandalf from the Lord of the Rings. So, yeah, who do you know that's a sage? Do you believe that you might be a little bit of the sage? I think we all love being teachers and students, so, and they're also known as mentors and teachers. Let's look at the lover. The lover archetype represents passion, desire, you know, deep connection with emotions and relationships. Lovers value intimacy, compassion, and the ability to experience joy and pleasure. Right immersed into that. They often seek like harmony and meaningful connections with others. They have a yearning for that, actually. An example of a lover archetype in the movies can be like found in the characters like Romeo and Juliet and the poet Rumi. Yeah, so there's a lover and they're craving for that. If I don't get this, I get upset and I can be very anxious about it. The magician, the recreator, the recreated creative types. The magician types embodies, you know, archetypes embodies transformation. They are so creative and ability to kind of manifest change easily for them. The magicians value intuition, really hard work stuff. Innovations and the power for imagination, the visual kind of people. They often possess hidden knowledge or special abilities. Good example of this be like characters of Merlin from Arthurian legends, or the Albus Dumbledore from the Harry Potter series. So there you go. And then we have the trickster. The trickster archetype represents the disruptive force that challenges the status quo, conventional wisdom. The tricksters value humor, wit, and the ability to provoke change through unconventional means. They often serve as a catalyst for growth and transformation. Now, examples would be like Loki from the Norse mythology, or the Cheshire Cat from Alice in the Wonderland. So there's some great examples. Now let's look at the mother. The mother is also known as the caretaker or caregiver. The mother represents nurturing, just like Mother Earth, compassion and ability, ability to provide unconditional love and support for whoever they meet. The mother values empathy, caretaking, and the protection of others. A wonderful spirit, yeah? They often serve as a source of comfort and guidance. Good example of a mother archetype would be like found in characters like the Mother Teresa or Demeter from the Greek mythology. There you go. And one more. The seekers. The seekers they're a deep longing. They deep long for meaning and purpose and a spiritual fulfillment. They're always seeking the spiritual fulfillments. Seekers value introspection, exploration, and quest for self-discovery. That's, you know, you can leave these people creating these kind of things they're very most comfortable when they are creating and seeking, trying to find out, and also then teach. They're often on the journey to find their true selves and connect with something greater than themselves. Like they're traveling around, like feeling like they're lost until they're found. And then when they're found, then they can actually, you know, then can really connect on a deeper level with others. The seekers would be like Siddhartha, you know, Siddhartha by the Hermann Hesse, or Neo from The Matrix, wonderful movie, The Matrix. So you can see like why we levitate to certain characters, even in movies, because somewhere, you know, in that character, right?
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
We are kind of mirror imaging of that particular character, and so we begin to fall in love with that character because it's us. That really is us. So which one are you? For me, I know I'm definitely the seeker. Definitely the mother. I love being the magician, the lover, absolute the sage. So I've got a bit of everything here. And yeah, a bit of everything. So there you go. It's interesting now how we can, you know, we have this all in us, you know, built in us. Let's now move into really looking into like so let's say looking at them again. So then you also, let's go look and put into the author. We didn't mention that, the author type. We mentioned the hero, the ruler, the king, the sage. We mentioned that, the caregiver. We mentioned the rebel and the creator. Let's go move into another. So there's another type, another seven types of archetypes of intellectual personalities. If we look at the creator, let's explore the archetypes. Let's go look at the Orthon. Now the Orthon encounter individuals like you might look at the individual and you see these people and they might experience anxiety ridden, a feeling of abandonment or lack of support, and that's how they feel, it's how they've been formed. The fear of being alone and not having a stable foundation can create anxiety, and these individuals grapple with the sense of vulnerability and the uncertainty. There's a few key words there. So we need really to study these. That's, our cognition, you know, why are we reacting? Why are we getting a lot of anxiety? So, yeah, the orphan's a good one. And let's move into the hero types. On the other hand, the represents the individual driven by desire to overcome challenges, achieve greatness, like Alexander the Great. While the determination and courage can be admirable, it can also lead to anxiety, as these individuals constantly strive for perfection and they fear failure. The pressure to constantly prove themselves and meet high expectations can create a state of perpetual anxiety. So this one is maybe... ask yourself, are you a perfectionist? Does everything have to be perfect around you? And you can get stuck on that, right? We can get stuck on being so perfect and the fear of failure. We can ease up on that one. And then let's look at the ruler archetype. who possesses leadership qualities, strong sense of control. However, the desire for control can become a source of anxiety for them, as these individuals may fear losing their power of being unable to maintain the order and stability. The weight of their responsibility and constant need to make decisions can contribute to anxiety with this type of archetype. So they can get stuck on that, right? Even rulers and leaders have leadership have their own faults. And knowing that, that could be you. And the sage, once upon a time, as mentioned before, the sage archetype represents people who seek knowledge and wisdom. While their intellectual pursuit can be fulfilling, the constant quest for answers and their fear of not knowing or understanding can lead to anxiety. The sheer pressure to always be knowledgeable and have all the answers can create a sense of unease, and within this type, so it's always looking, you know, always want to be knowledgeable. They put so much pressure on themselves and, yeah, causing anxiety. Let's look at the caregiver, also known as the mother. These people are very nurturing and very compassionate, very nice to be around with. While their empathy and ability to care for others are admirable, it can also lead these people to anxiety, as they constantly worry about the well-being of others. Always, who do you know like that? That's always saying, you know, pull back a bit, that wasn't wrong, trying to always correct that person just to protect them, the protector in a way. The fear of not being able to meet the needs of those that they care for can really create a sense of anxiety and overwhelm. Interesting. Let's now look at the rebel. Is another type. These type of people, they always challenge the status quo and embrace the non-conformity. They can't conform. While their independent and rebellious nature can be liberating for them, it can also lead to anxiety as they navigate social expectations and potential backlash from others, and the fear of rejection or being misunderstood can contribute to anxiety within the archetypes and amongst others. So, yeah, people who go into anxiety, high-level anxiety, and can have this particular character of being the rebel, always thinking that they know best, that's my way of the highway attitude, and never to the status quo. Always, it's liberating, it's powerful, but there is also a lot of conflict involved there. You know, let's look at the creator type of individual who possess a deep sense of innovations and artistic expression. Well, their creativity is inspiring and can also lead to an anxiety as they strive to constantly produce and bring their ideas to life. The fear of creative blocks or not living up to their own artistic standards can create a sense of anxiety and within archetypes. We can go backwards if you're a creator, you know, so we just, you know, get a writer's block and then just give up. And if you back yourself against your past experiences and you have this biased mindset that can't succeed, you know, can't do this, you actually support yourself in saying that, and then you've got this mental block and never go forward. So if you're a writer, creator, you know, you could be even a comedian that's trying to write up new script, new humor, that could go against this, and yeah, it could cause a little bit hesitations and procrastinations and also a lot of anxiety. Yeah, so understanding these archetypes will help recognize like the anxiety that can manifest in our lives based on the dominant types that we inherit, that we have. And look, by acknowledging the unique challenges, you know, for empathetic, you know, we can understand anxiety much better. Yeah, we've got to be able to understand, to allow ourselves to appreciate the complexity and adversity of human condition. And just by embracing and celebrating diversity and being easy on others and being easy on ourselves, because when we match value for value, that's where we fall apart. That's where we crumble. So let's be more inclusive and supportive, you know, and values of others. And let's be more intelligent Let's not compare ourselves. Yeah. This can provide wonderful insights into the way we operate, our psychology, different archetypes. And we can look at, once again, we can look at the challenges that are associated which with each archetype. And we can then really cultivate empathy and create more inclusive society that supports us as individuals. And then we can quest for this personal growth and fulfillment in our lives. So yeah, it's living a harmonious life with everyone, with ourselves especially. If we don't know that we have these particular intellectual archetypes, then we can always be banging our heads against something. So folks, that's all I have for now. Yeah, so I hope you've enjoyed this particular, this particular awareness, creating, the different types of personalities and comprehending them, and then we wouldn't have to stress so much, and maybe we can lower that anxiety level down and not be too hard on ourselves. Okay, that's it. That's it for today. I hope you've enjoyed it, and it's Nick here from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching, your coach for anxiety. Okay, until our next podcast, stay well, everyone, and let's be easy on ourselves.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.